Well, now it's time for our daily Bloomberg Law Brief, exploring legal issues in the news. And today, Bloomberg Law host Greg Storr discusses a recent appeals court decision saying the Civil Rights Act does apply to LGBT people in the workplace. He speaks with Michael Selmy, a professor at George Washington University Law School, and Orly Lobel, a professor at the University of San Diego.
Mike, federal civil rights law, called Title VII, says that employers can't discriminate on the basis of sex. It says sex as well as some other factors like race and religion. It doesn't say anything about sexual orientation. So how did this decision written by Judge Diane Wood, how did it get around that language issue?
Well, the court, there were actually a couple of different opinions. Diane Wood was the main opinion of the court, and this is an issue that has been percolating in the lower courts for some time, and ultimately what she concluded is that the definition of sex includes sexual orientation based on the comparisons that individuals have to use in order to succeed on Title VII claims. So for this case where it is a lesbian who is bringing the claim, the court concluded that the fact that she's being treated differently because she is interested in or dating women makes it so that she is being treated differently because of her sex. That if she were a man who was dating a woman is one way to look at it, she would have been offered the job.
Orly, you get the dissent. Can you give us a synopsis of why the dissent thought that Judge Wood was wrong?
Well, I do not agree with the dissent, but Judge Sykes wrote about how it might be unfair to discriminate against somebody because of their sexual orientation, but she adheres to the very strict definition, strict wording of Title VII that just has the word sex in it. And she, like other what you would call originalist or conservative non-activist judges, wants to have Congress expand the definitions of the law and not have the judiciary be active and kind of have this living understanding of what the law requires of us.
That's Orly Lobel, a professor at the University of San Diego, and Michael Selmy, a professor at George Washington University Law School. Speaking with Bloomberg Law host Greg Storr, you can listen to Bloomberg Law weekdays at 1 p.m. Wall Street time here on Bloomberg Radio.
And that's this morning's Bloomberg Law Brief. You can find more legal news at BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com. Attorneys will find exceptional legal research and business development tools there as well. Visit BloombergLaw.com and BloombergBNA.com for more information.